Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Foster. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a line drive towards short. Mitchell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 0 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pratt. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell misplays the ball. That's an error on Mitchell. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Rule and he is out, Mitchell applying the tag. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Strunk. Harris reaches second base with a double. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins bunts in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Harris. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Schock reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Burns reaches second base with a double. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Harris moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson has Harris trapped. There's the throw to Shock and over to Mulligan, who tags Harris for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Muddy Ruel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruel is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Ruel reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mitchell. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-3 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.